From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump is expected at any time to fire a salvo directly at China in what could escalate into a full-scale trade war between the world's two largest economies. Trade actions against China, partly in response to the theft and improper transfer of American technology to Chinese companies, are expected to be announced by Trump as soon as Thursday. On the anticipated eve of the measures, American officials spoke to reporters about their months-long investigation of Beijing's trade practices. China has long been considered by many in the international community to have contravened fundamental principles of global trade. A month after abducting 110 schoolgirls from a northeastern Nigerian boarding school, Boko Haram militants on Wednesday freed almost all of them, bringing relief to many families but raising questions about what triggered the girls' release. The United States is slapping trade restrictions on 15 South Sudanese oil entities that are partially owned or run by the Sudan government. The U.S. State Department said Wednesday anyone wanting to export or transfer items of American origin to the 15 South Sudanese entities must first obtain a license from the U.S. government. Tear gas was thrown into the Kosovo parliament Wednesday, but it failed to stop lawmakers from approving a major border agreement that is key to eventual membership in the EU. Police arrested several opposition politicians who tossed tear gas several times just before voting was to take place, forcing lawmakers to evacuate the chamber. This is VOA News.